Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. In the next month, many students will be getting their report cards. But what if students graded teachers at the end of the year? During our week-long series, Making an A-Plus Teacher, we've been exploring a variety of ways to evaluate teachers. Today, we're looking at what role students might play in that process.
The students are in the classroom every single day, five times a week.
Carlos Rojas is a junior at Boston Latin School.
That makes us more qualified than anyone to evaluate a teacher, more so than a random administrator who comes in three, four times a year for 10 minutes.
Rojas thinks student input is strikingly absent from teacher evaluations, and what he thinks matters because he's a member of the Boston Student Advisory Council, which is lobbying to make student feedback part of the teacher evaluation process. It's an idea the State Board of Education may vote on next month. We met with some of the Student Advisory Council members, and they told us that at many schools, administrators have a limited view of what's actually going on in the classroom. Steve Marceline is a senior at the Social Justice Academy in Hyde Park.
I feel like whenever the headmaster visits for 5 minutes, it's not always what is truly going on in the classroom, because we usually know when the headmaster is coming. We're supposed to behave very good and follow whatever the teachers say.
Rachel Wingert, a junior at Boston Latin Academy, remembers one class where she wished she could have had a formal say in her teacher's performance.
This teacher would just joke around, be on his laptop, take, like, everyone, like, funny picture, like, get in a funny picture, and we would just be sitting there, like, we need to learn. And then at the end of the day, he'd be like, oh, test tomorrow, read chapter 4, 5, and 6. Like, no, you cannot do that. You cannot joke around all day and then be serious the last 5 minutes of the day.
Last year, the Student Advisory Council succeeded in getting the Boston School Committee to approve a so-called constructive feedback form. High school students can use it to evaluate their teachers. They're filled out anonymously, and they were submitted for the first time this winter. But as Wingert points out, they were seen only by teachers.
Some of us had noticed that they were just in the trash can the day after, and it really just hurts our feelings because we want our voices heard, especially to our teachers, the ones that we're going to be in the classroom with.
Now, those students want state guidelines to require administrators to factor student feedback into teacher evaluations. They say their opinions can help hold bad teachers more accountable. They've run into resistance, though, from teachers who question whether students are mature enough to offer objective feedback. It's a fair point, says Carlos Rojas, the Boston Latin School student.
There are some students who will hold grudges. There are some students who will judge a teacher unfairly because of a bad grade or because of personal differences. With that being said, I think the majority will overcome those.
And the students say it's important to remember that under the plan being considered by the State Board of Ed, student feedback would be just one part of any new evaluation standards. Teachers would also be graded based on MCAS scores, self-assessments, and observations by administrators. Melinda Wang is a junior at Boston Latin School and says she's already seen her feedback make a difference.
If the students are genuinely evaluating teachers and not just basing the teachers on how easy they are or how much they like the teachers, then the teachers will actually, like, seriously look at the feedback and improve. One of my teachers, who a lot of students consider a bad teacher, actually told me that he personally looked at the feedback and made some improvements himself.
And she says that's exactly the point of including students in the teacher evaluation process. Not just a better classroom experience for students, but for teachers as well. As part of our series, Making an A-Plus Teacher, WBUR is hosting a panel discussion tonight on whether good teaching is teachable. You can take part online. We'll be streaming the discussion live at our website, WBUR.org, starting at 6:30 tonight. And tomorrow on Morning Edition, we'll explore how teachers' salaries affect their teaching. We want to hear from you about teachers who changed your life. To share your story, go to our website, WBUR.org, or go to WBUR's Facebook page.